The other thing that I want to bring up on this commission, the commissioners, there's been some problems that I don't want to get into, but I do want to recommend that if you get an email or you get a phone call from anybody that it's not your responsibility, you need to just refer that email over to the proper commissioner. And if it's a phone call, you just need to advise that person of who they need to call. And don't elaborate on anything when you do, because there's, once you elaborate, I can't tell you how many. It's just like the game you played when you were in kindergarten, first grade, where you start on one side of the room and go to the other side of the room, and how much difference there is between what was originally said and what was ended up being told. So that's the reason why I'm bringing this up. So please, in the future, if it's not your responsibility, please forward, if it's an email, forward it to the proper authority, and if it's a phone call, advise the caller who they need to talk with.
And if you don't actually take the call, if it comes in on a recording, just transfer that email to the appropriate commissioner. Don't bother calling.
Right.
Now, what if it was a case in which someone was on vacation? Because a few of us.
Well, usually when they go on vacation, it ends up with me anyhow.
Okay.
Okay.
So the protocol is to forward
the email. If you're going on vacation, if you're going to be out of town, you're not going to be available, you're always welcome to call me.
Say by mistake.
Right. Just
go ahead. And
I will, if I do the duties, I will make sure to keep everybody aware of it. Okay? I'm always available. Always call me anytime you need to. All right. All right. Next on the agenda. Is the city meeting minutes from December. That's just that. Did everybody review copy, or did you review the copy of December city meeting minutes? And do you have any corrections or anything you need to adjust on it? If not, do I hear a motion to approve the city meeting minutes?
Motion made to approve. I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Faville. Thank you, Commissioner Adams. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. City's financial reports for December. Did everybody review those? Was there any corrections anybody found that needs to be done? Okay. Do I hear a motion to approve the December 2022 financials?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. There a second? Thank you, Commissioner Mulpin. All those say favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right, we've done the we've all went through the signatures on the expense report. All right. The city attorney is not here. The only thing that I have that was going to be covered in it was, while I was posting it to the website, I found a typo or a misspelled word. So I corrected that. And what it was it had Hampton Inn Northwest rather than Northeast on it. So I made the correction on it. And I wanted to make everybody aware that it had been corrected. not anything important because the address was still the same. Most people just call it Hampton Inn anyhow. It's just a correction. Okay. Well, I just... Mr. Schweiger's not going to be here, so... Okay. Old business. Has everybody done their 30-day post-election general election financial statement with the state? Okay. All right. So that's done. I don't have to worry about getting a phone call about that. All right. Holiday decoration prize and awards. We had the posting on the website up until the 10th of January, so I hope everybody went out and saw the prize winners. I've got their names here so we can do the checks. Did you bring your checkbook?
What a silly question.
Huh? Okay. We'll do that here in a minute. The only one that I don't know who it is because it's a rental property at third place, so we'll need to, when we do the delivery, we'll need to do that, find out who it is. It's one of those houses that didn't update their rental property registration, so I have no idea who's in there. So... first place got 300, second place got 200, third place gets 100, and the dorm window gets 100. So we'll be doing those checks, and they'll be on next month's report. All right. Our radio checks?
We're going to be on Channel 10 tonight.
Channel 10.
I'm going to be a little later, Dennis.
That's fine. Whenever they come in, we'll do it.
Can we call Dennis?
Oh, you can call us at 12:30 or so.
Oh, okay. I was thinking more like 3.
But if you do,
good.
I just leave the radio.
Did Mindy get her radio?
She did.
I got it right in the back, though.
Okay. New business.
Wait a minute, I have some old business.
Okay, you got old business? What do you got?
About becoming a notary. I've got approval. I've got the insurance, the bonding. I just need to go downtown to be sworn in, which I haven't made a trip downtown yet. So consider that done.
Congratulations.
Yeah, there's fees, and as soon as I get all my fees added up, I'll put them on the expense report.
I'm just kidding, Bruce.
Because I've already put out 19 and... Something else. So I was just waiting all at one time.
I have some old business as well. I went ahead and called the water company on the Bay Garden Court, that area of the pavement on Bay Garden Court, and I'm awaiting the water company to respond.
Okay.
I have one thing.
And I'd like to touch on the street lights. I'm assuming that they are still getting permission from
you can expect that to take a while.
Well, I haven't gotten any questions.
How long did it take you, Commissioner DeVille, to get yours?
Bigger.
How long did it take to get all them lights in?
Long.
It was like a year and a half.
Long time. I was telling her we finally ended up going door to door and just saying, you know, we need you to sign. Oh, yeah, I got it through the mail. And, you know, they just put it on the kitchen tablet.
I have one thing. I guess this would be over.
But if you
broke
within a certain amount, I think you probably need to give yourself a deadline and say, we need it back for this day, and if not, then move on to the next person in line. You know, you might, because if you can't get permission,
right,
you're going to have to
figure out a different way.
I need you to fill out one of these for the ethics, because you're on the ethics board.
Crystal, did you say that was about Bay Garden Court?
Yeah, that was the...
meeting.
That was 4413 Bay Garden Court.
Thank you.
Pavement issue.
And that was with the water company?
Yeah, I called the water company, because before MSD said that
It wasn't them. They didn't have anything to do with it. So I called the water company down there and investigating.
Thank you.
Yesterday was Martin Luther King Day, so they didn't work. So as of today, they have not been able to look at it yet.
Any other old business?
I have one.
Okay.
The radar sign on the Northumberland 120.
Is there any update on the other, on the third speed bump on the Selly?
Oh, well, that's going to be something that we're going to talk about when we start talking about the projects for this year.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Because there is the Boynton Court issue that has to be repaired. So, and there's also another one that I want to consider putting in because we've got a small pothole starting along Bristol Bay. Not big. But we had a lot of people we had a lot of people cut through Bristol Bay. So what I was thinking, rather than fixing the pothole, was to put a speed bump right as you come in, or they're coming out, because it's right there at the city line. And if we're going to spend about $1,200 on a pothole, why not just go ahead and...
That's probably a better use of the money.
Yeah.
And
put it right
where
the
track was. So. Sure, the utility commissioner was putting in new speed bumps so you don't come flying through
it. I don't fly through there anyway, but I'm welcoming it. I am. It's really cut down on the.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we got
wheeling and the engine gunning and the, you know, it's. Maybe potential shootouts like we've had. So.
I've noticed the difference that they have to do.
Yes.
When we see them put on the cellar, they're going to be.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that at the next meeting.
Okay.
Because at the next meeting, we'll be also doing the first read on the budget, because I'll have my state of the city address. So we're doing that, plus the first read on the tax ordinance. And then we're going to do a read on that insurance premium tax again, so we can be prepared in case Louisville wants to increase theirs. Again, I'll remind everybody what that's about. If they charge more than we do, then what they'll end up getting is the additional amount over what our charge is. Right now, our charge is 6%. If they was to go to 10%, they would get our 4% also, if we didn't change it to 10%. So whatever they do, we're going to match so that they're not getting any amount of money out of our residents that isn't going to go to something for the residents. Okay. That's an issue that was discovered back when they started talking about moving it to 10%. Of course, their budget people told them, the small cities are just going to raise theirs anyhow. So we need to always be prepared for that every year. So that's why that just gets spread. We've never had to increase it, so...
Should I just state the bill from Hall Paving? There's credits on there due to him not doing the thermoplastic on the daycare speed bump, and
You can bring that up. Yeah.
Some of the other things that he said he was going to do, he has not been able to do yet due to the cold, and the weather and things like that. So he did credit certain line items off the bill for right now, and then once he does the work on those things, then he will go ahead and bill us again. So there should be another bill coming from Hall Paving. It may get lumped in with the spring projects, or it may be something.
Right.
Can you give me any paperwork?
I've got PDFs.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, see, they didn't thermoplastic the speed hump that's on Northumberland there. All the reason they didn't do any thermoplastic is it's got to be 50 degrees or above, okay? or it doesn't work very well.
Okay.
But the good thing is she painted them, the arrows, at no cost to us. So.
Yeah, so he didn't do the thermoplastic on the new speed bumps either. He just painted them.
Right.
And the thermoplastic on the daycare. But he wanted them to do everything else. He
right.
painted he all 11 speed bumps yellow. He put in the two new speed bumps on Pacelli. He replaced the sign at Middleton and Northumberland that got knocked down and was really short. And also put up a signpost for Chesterfield, which we attached the speed limit transponder to. And then he put another post on Bloomberg, and they attached to another student. We got a bunch done. But yeah, he was pretty slow. And then he stayed and we did a painting.
This is terrible.
How about
alright. Anything else for old business? Alright. We're going to move along. I guess Steve got lost.
Well, he tried to call me, and I didn't answer because we were in here, so.
All right, new business. You want to talk about Dickerson?
Yeah. On Christmas night or sometime around there, due to the ice and snow on the road, we drove over the signpost at Dickerson, Northumberland, and drove that thing off. So, right after we did all the repairs, we could have got another bulk meal, but no. The week after we do all these repairs, Dickerson signpost is down. So, it fell. I wasn't informed of it until like the next day, and Mayor Stone did go and pick it up. However, somebody in the night stole the street signs off of it. So we have the post and we have the stop sign, but we don't have the street sign. The signpost can't be reused. So I've gotten some estimates. We sent off for Hall Paving, who did most of the work in the fall and winter. We also sent off to Safety Co. Hall Paving, I don't know. He didn't get back with us. Safety Co. did. They came back at 5:04:25. Caden from Hall Paving, I don't know if he's just too busy, but he got somebody else from Beargrass Group, Beargrass, Kentucky, to get in touch with us. He provided an estimate as well, but he did not provide an itemized estimate, and he also did not include the street signs on his estimate. So we don't really have a good price yet. I called Caden after he didn't respond to the email and asked him to please send us the thing. An invoice, and he did not.
Then it was time to move on.
Then we heard from this guy. Yeah, then we heard from this guy at Beargrass. That was what, about a week ago or something.
Yeah, they're a subcontractor of Hall.
Yeah,
they're the ones that put the tape.
And I messaged him yesterday, and I'm like, "Hey, our city meeting is coming up tomorrow. Can you please give us a quote?" And so I have not heard from Beargrass. So I'm going to go ahead and give you all the Safety Co., which is the only estimate that I have. And I think that we should just go ahead and go with Safety Co. For the 5:04:25.
I think we need the signs up. And
yeah,
up. We don't need to keep waiting for somebody.
Cool bus stop.
You either want our business or
yeah.
you don't.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cool bus
right.
stop. So, you know, eventually they're going to get a new bus driver and somebody's going to miss the bus stop or something and it's going to be a problem. So, I think we need to go ahead and move on.
EMS may have a hard time.
Yeah.
And it's under $600, so
yeah.
barely over $500.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you'll notice that the majority of it is labor.
Well, sure.
You know?
Yeah.
That's, and I had posted that story on the website, by the way, so.
And I think we're going to have to move some money around a little bit because if we're itemizing out Hall Paving for the two speed limit speed bump signs on Pacelli,
mm-hmm.
in addition to the sign replacements at Middlesex and Northumberland, and then the one at Chesterfield, two
mm-hmm.
posts, Chesterfield and Lunenburg, you know, we're close to $1,000
well,
right there,
well,
and then this is going to be another $500 on top of that.
Okay,
so we're
well,
going to need a little bit more sign posts.
Well,
are we
on our
sandstone floor,
yes.
things like this,
yes.
On our budget is, as an ordinance, only pertains to revenue and expense, but on our worksheet, the main line item is what we use. Even though we may have part of that is snow removal, and you can still, as a commissioner, you can still divvy into your snow removal and
for the signs.
Okay. We tried not to do that, but we'll probably end up doing some adjustments here in April after the snow season's over anyhow.
Yeah, I mean, with the price of this being $504, I think $1,000 for a budget for signs is kind of low.
I know.
We might want to adjust that up a little bit on the next budget.
Yeah, we'll...
And Dan, since Linda requested what the budget would be for snow removal, can you, if we're moving snow money to the signs, can you get her some numbers on what we've got left for snow and what we've got left for signs?
Right. Isn't that in the financial report anymore?
It's not on this one right here.
Profit and loss.
I mean, I can figure it out. It's, you know, I can look back to you and find the snow removal line item.
We get through February, we can start looking at moving money around.
Okay.
Okay. We're still. If we start getting low on snow removal, we'll have to do it. Okay.
Right.
In February, but.
But isn't he going to have to do it anyway to move from the snow money to the sign line item to the sign revenue code?
Yeah, we'll just do it all at the same time.
Okay.
Okay, because we're not over what's allocated for the streets. The street,
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is the base, is the main line?
Yeah, we have over $6,000 left.
I have seen it. Can you state your name, please, and what your question is? Can you state your name?
She just did.
I didn't hear her.
Oh.
When you were talking about signs, I was trotting around the city, fall, when it was nice. The only place that doesn't have a sign is at the entrance at Bay Garden and Bay Run. There's no street sign there.
I noticed that. Yeah.
Bay Garden what?
Bay Garden Court and Bay Run Drive.
You get the big sign right there.
Right, it just says the gardens. It does not say Bay Garden.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's difficult to tell what street that was. Yeah, I noticed that when I drove through there and went to tell the water company. I'm like, did we have a sign knocked down? Or was it just never there?
It never has been there. In fact, when Carol Campbell was commissioner, she actually put a stop sign up there, but we didn't put a street sign up there. And part of the reason why is we just probably never thought about it. Okay.
Well, that's it. Bay Garden
and Bay Run. Bay Garden Court.
Okay. Does anybody have any objection to me calling Mr. Stacy Coleman, asking him about?
Yeah. Why don't you go? Why don't we go ahead and make a motion to include getting a sign for Bay Garden and Bay Run at that intersection? Because that way we ought to be able to get it in on the same installation charge.
I'll call tomorrow.
Okay.
Who's your go-to person?
Andrew Brevard.
Andrew Fever.
Fever, yeah.
What's his name?
I'm not sure if it's on here. I don't have this though on here.
I'll make a motion.
All right.
Hang on a second. Thank you. Okay. Well, do I hear a motion to include the Bay Run and Bay Garden signage on our safety code request? Thank you, Commissioner Muffin. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. I got Andrew's phone number too if you need it, so. But you start training tomorrow.
Well, that's okay. I mean, I can still make the call.
Okay.
And I'm
going I can send you an email.
I am going to ask him about this installation of post and soil, the removal of existing post. Assume it is not in concrete. What if it is? Can they do it next to the?
Mayor Stone actually already removed.
We've already removed.
Mayor Stone already removed the post.
Well, thank
it
you.
Sticking out that was sharp, and we were afraid students were going to fall on it.
As soon as somebody gets impaled on the post.
Correct. Correct. So that's already been removed. I doubt that we can get. I doubt we can get any reduction on the labor charge. Okay. He's still probably in charge of the labor.
Okay. Anything else on this matter? All right. For those not going to.
Well, is that. Are you still on new business?
We're on new business,
okay.
Sir.
Okay. Because I have something.
You want to go ahead?
No, you go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I would like to propose I don't know about Linda with Trace Condos, that we have some lights installed by our signs, because the city Worthington Hills has one, Flagpole has one, and I feel like it would not only show like a perimeter of the city, but it will light up those corners, because those corners are dark.
You want a straight answer on this? That's private property.
I'm not sure it is, but we can
look into it and see.
Well, you can go and look into it.
Do you back at Bank Arden have a light on your side? I believe you all do.
They do.
Do you mean a street light?
No, a light on your side in Bank Arden.
You know what else? I couldn't tell you.
Okay, because I was wondering if who pays for that.
Again, I will bring up, when you look at the properties, the entrance area of the properties is private property. It was up to the builder to put them on there.
Put what on
there? The lighting. There's no electricity in them easements.
Right. It would have to be connected to the street light.
Mm-hmm.
It would have to be ran to the street light.
Which would be the boring charge, because they have to bore.
Because I mean, you know, I feel like all of our taxpayers pay for the lights on the side.
The street light. There's a street light on your corner.
But the sides are dark, and I feel like it would.
We only pay for the street lights.
Each corner. Well, who pays for the lights on the sides of Worthington?
That's the Worthington Hills signage that was put in when we weren't commissioners.
What about the flagpole?
The flagpole is on City of Worthington Hills property.
Okay. So, in what instances can you tell me are we going to be considered private?
When you look at the plats.
I mean, just a
when you look at the plats, okay, the HOA, you Trace Condo HOA, Bay Garden HOA, and East Bay Villas all have the property at right after the intersection. That sign was put in by the developers. Okay.
I understand that. I was just
when curious. When they put that signage in on West Park Road, okay, that was part of the project, because it never used to be that wide.
You know, we don't get to be advantageous of the speed signs or anything like that. So, you know, I just thought I would ask, because I feel like it would mark a perimeter of the city. It would lighten up those corners. you know, I have had people say, even a police officer at one point say, I didn't know you all were back here and I didn't see your sign. So that's why I'm asking, because, well, like I said, we don't get to take advantage of the speed signs, and maybe in the two other ones, you know, they wouldn't necessarily need them. They might. You might have somebody that flies through there. You know, that's why I was asking, because we don't. It was Mark. You know, I feel like also if, you know, the rest of the area is Fincastle, maybe since people are so competitive, maybe it would, you know, give them the ideal to clean up over there, you know, to get that horseshoe or that new area cleaned up. Because, you know, I've got a neighbor that picks up the trash once a week on that strip. And if we know the woods are dark and gnarly, and both areas are dark.
They put up that loose piece of fencing, which does cut down on that mess that was going on there before. But I agree with Susan that it is. I mean, I understand what you're saying, Mr. Mayor, about private property, but we already have. The city already pays for the street lights on Bay Run, over at your condominium. They already pay for the street lights that are in the Trace condominium. So I guess what I'm asking is, if they pay for those, why would they not pay for additional lighting?
Right.
I mean, if we wanted to put another
street light, and they don't have those fixtures that fork off.
You know, that's my only question, is if we already pay for the street lights that are on those properties that are within the city limits, which they must be, or we wouldn't be paying
right,
for a street
right.
light.
And have been for 30 years.
Why can we not add additional lighting like we would add on Northumberland or Queen Anne's or whatever? Why can we not add some additional lighting that makes it harder for the people that want to take advantage of the dark not to take advantage of the dark?
Right.
All right, when we come up to the budget, you figure out how to get it in there and we'll talk about it.
Okay.
That sounds good.
I'll put it that way.
You
might as well start if you get a quote, bring it up when we're talking about the budget. Okay.
I'll ask Daniel Long.
Okay.
I mean, and I'm not talking anything about power. It's something that, because like I said, each corner is very dark, and we didn't get additional street lights either. So.
All right. Didn't say you couldn't have them. Street lights. I had a problem with accent lights.
I didn't know with, especially on that corner right there at Pacelli and Nansman, where in the world it would go.
Is there a street light right there on the front of your?
There is, but it's dark. We have not had one new LED bulb put in back in our neighborhood. It's dark. And when it was foggy that one morning, you could not see anything.
I know.
I had children walking to the school bus. You know, so, and I know that's with any child walking to the school bus, but I just feel like if we light it up, I mean, I'm seeing, you know, on different apps that there is crime all around us. You know, luckily, knock on wood, we're not hearing anything right in our own vicinities, but it's, you know, obviously not stopping.
Maybe it's because they can't see y'all.
Yeah, it could be. I don't think that's it. We had cars stolen. So, but I just feel like, you know.
Well, like I said, you always have the right to bring the stuff up. Get the quote if you want to.
I will, yes.
Yeah, get the quote.
I went to a meeting with our our, not alderman, I don't want to throw someone.
You ought to get on him now because he's the president of the Metro Council.
I will go to another meeting.
Yeah.
You know, because like I said, the trash hasn't been picked up and it's, you know, there was glass out in the street a couple of days last week. We ain't actually swept it up.
In your old neighborhood?
No, on Nan Smith, right before you pulled into the neighborhood. Where that one little cove is that you can pull in, there was a bunch of glass in there.
That's just, they need to put the sun for everybody.
Well, someone's parking on the opposite side now, down in the middle of that road. And there used to be signs there on that side. Because we rallied in the beginning for them to quit parking. It was like the demolition derby. So I guess someone came in and removed those signs when they put that fence up.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, thank you.
Anything else from your commissioners? All right, moving right along. For those people not going to the Kentucky Zega City Officials Academy, one, would you all like a legal handbook? Okay, because we can, they usually have them on sale at the meeting. I just want to get a count so that I can have a means to get them paid for.
It would be great if they could record those, but I know that's a lot,
my plan is to record them, so.
I'll be
toting notes back from Bowling Green.
I thought it would be an exchange of things.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you want one?
Yeah.
Okay. You'll get one because you'll be there. Dennis and I'll get one. You want one?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'll call Steve and see what he wants to do.
Someday it'll be like your high school angle. You don't want to look at it.
Okay. All right. Now my pet peeve. Out-of-state tax. I sent this complete agenda. And I've got things here. It seems that the LMPD and the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department doesn't really enforce this like they should be. And I mean, Dennis and I go to the mailbox. We see all kind of out-of-state tags from here to the mailbox. Also see a lot of people not putting their new registration sticker on their plates. Why these people don't put new record or new registration sticker on is, for the likes of me, I don't have a clue. Because that's just another reason to get pulled over.
A lot of them are insuring the vehicle out of state.
Yeah. That's a big issue. We have people with out-of-state tags, and we're not sure whether insured or if they're insured, because other states have different insurance levels. And also because they're insuring it at a different address, we're not getting the insurance premium tax on it. And that's 2/3 of our budget every year. And it's also a violation of Kentucky statute. 15 days is all they're supposed to have. I basically say 30, but 15 days is what the state statute says, not only on their tags, but also on their driver's license. So if they're driving with the Kentucky driver's license and it's not a rental car and it doesn't meet the exclusions or the exemptions to Kentucky tags, then they're driving illegally on Kentucky roads. How many? Yeah. Some states, like Texas, they don't have a sticker, but on their windshield, they have a decal that tells when their tag is expired. A lot of stuff is going on, and these other they do it for one reason and one reason only, is how we tax our tags. So there's a website, and I want to put this on our website. It's Freddie Freeroader. Anybody can report an out-of-state tag. They've got some items on there that's got to be included. I've been doing it for over 2.5 years. I talked to the person over there because I'm like, I've been reporting these for 2.5 years and people still haven't changed their tags. This is out of the Department of Revenue. So I don't know exactly what they go through over there, but the gentleman I talked to says there's 5 positions over there and they only have 2 of them manned. So they've got 3 open positions for that position over at the Revenue Service. But my biggest concern is are they insured or underinsured or not insured? Because we've had at least 6 people in Worthington Hills that I know of that have been hit by uninsured vehicles. Again, I don't know what happens when they have to go to court.
What did they do, these people, to the people that...
I have no idea.
So when you get that, so who do you call to get the information to?
I don't call anybody. I go on the website.
Well, whatever, but I mean, then it goes to somebody else.
When I talked to the gentleman over there at the Department of Revenue, he says that they do follow up. They go to the state to with cars registered, okay, and they collect the information there. Now, apparently, all they do is send out a letter at that point to the address. When I put it out, I take a picture, and I told them this. I said, y'all need to have the means to take and put pictures on your reporting mechanism. Because every time I go out and search the neighborhood, I find one, I take a picture. First off, to make sure that I'm seeing the letters right, okay? And next is make sure that I have the accurate state and the model of the car, okay? But according to him, they contact, or they have a, it's just like tape. He can go through and he's got a program or a website that he goes to that he can go down and put in that license plate number and find out if it's current or not. Sometimes they have the capability to have them, whether it's insured or not, on there. Not all states have that information on theirs. So, the biggest issue that I have is there's a lot of people not paying their fair share. Because here's what the tax revenue is on those tags. The top tax rate is for the state, the next one's for the county, the next one's for JCPS, and the last one is for our fire district. Now, I can tell you that we have quite a few tags that are out of state that have kids in JPCS. Okay?
But basically, our hands are tied.
That's why I wanted Steve here, because I want to know what else we can do. I have given Tate Group a listing of all the tags and the addresses they belong to. So if they get pulled over, okay, they can go right to that list and write them up for out-of-state tax. Okay, that's one thing that we can do. Okay, because we got, I made sure that those cars were parked in these residences for over 30 days. So every tag that he's gotten has been parked in Worthington Hills for more than 30 days.
Okay, that answers my next question.
Okay.
Which was how? What's the time frame?
I give him 30 days. Okay.
But because Grandma would be staying with a new baby for 30 days.
But in all actuality, they only had 15. And that includes getting a driver's license, too. Okay? So that was one of the things I was going to ask Steve today, what else we can do. Can we send them letters and notices that we know that you're driving in Worthington Hills with an out-of-state tag? I know that one is a brand-new resident that has a Nebraska tag. And when it was parked on the street last month when I was out checking the decorations for the, it was parked on the street. So I got behind it, got to look at the plate real close, because you really can't tell from a picture whether it's expired or not. This plate doesn't have current registration. It's registered. The last sticker on it is 2017. And this is a rental unit.
It's a rental?
It's a rental unit. And they have children. Okay?
So you mentioned about vehicles driving through the city. There's nothing wrong with driving through the city, right? It's if they're residents.
It doesn't matter. If they are a resident anywhere in Kentucky, they legally cannot be driving around with an out-of-state tag and an out-of-state driver's license. We just happen to have a bunch parked in the city. And that's what my big concern is, because our residents, are, if they're not covered correctly, now our residents get hit, either a person or a vehicle or a property, they could be jeopardized by the insurance company not paying. Because guess what? It can be considered fraud. Because when they renew, they're supposed to give their current address. And that's another thing. Check your license plates. There's a lot of people renewing by mail, and they're not looking at their plates. And there's a lot of them. I took a picture of one when I was standing at Burger King one morning. You could not hardly read the numbers because all the paint was chipped off of them. So this is another thing that's an issue, because that makes it difficult for the police officer, if he stops a vehicle, to be able to report what the tag number is. And that's a real safety hazard for our police officers. But again, we're being cheated. Our residents are at risk. Our premium tax is not getting paid, possibly. If they do have insurance, it might not be the right amount. And here again is, I've not gotten a straight answer out of the insurance company. I'm composing a letter right now to send to the major insurance companies to ask them. If a person has an accident in Jefferson County, because Jefferson County is the second highest county in Kentucky for insurance rates, and if they're driving the vehicle within this county and have an accident, could the claim be denied?
Well, those are very legitimate concerns, but until we find out either the people that are responsible for making certain that these cars are licensed correctly, until they decide to, until somebody writes a fire under them, unless somebody tells us legally what the city can do, we can't do anything except get the numbers.
That's about it. That's all we've got right now is, but I want to make everybody aware of this publicly, because it's an issue. Okay? And it's not just the insurance premium tax, it's an issue of what happens when there's an accident. insurance companies can deny claims for the
Have you asked those questions to the people that are responsible for making sure that? I mean,
when I'm out and I call something in, like when Dennis and I found that parked vehicle across Hard One that's on the website, he could hear the conversation too because I had on the speaker. She says, "Well, we'll get an officer out there as soon as possible, but it's low priority, okay? And that's how they treat it. It's low priority. Until somebody has an accident, it doesn't make a difference to them, okay? That's the problem we have. We've seen them drive past the vehicles. We're going down the road. So, again, I want to bring this up because it's an issue I think that needs to be taken care of, because these residents, if their house burns down or catches on fire and they've got an out-of-state tag, they weren't paying into the fire district. Okay? So that not only that, EMS, they come out.
But I would hate to see us waste our time sending letters out when they get the letter and say, you don't have the authority to do anything.
Yeah, it's like if the whoever is responsible for this is taking it as being lackadaisical, then, you know, what can you do? It's in your will.
Well, see, this is what we've got to get on our people down in Metro. Okay, we pay taxes, and we're getting little of anything as far as services. The only time they come out and word and heals is there's rape, pillage, or murder, or burglary that's being reported. Other than that, they may drive through just to stay to drift through.
So does this fall under the category of fighting City Hall?
Yep.
Well,
it's one of those things that we need to be aware of. And there's a resource. And I guess what I want to do is I want to prepare something for the website, okay? And I want to give them this website to report their neighbors, because it's all anonymous. You don't have to put your name on it or anything. You can basically do it, and nobody knows the difference, okay? But there are things you have to have on there. You have to have the time of day. You have to have the address where you have seen it. I reported to somebody down at the Linden Post Office because it's a worker down there. They got a Illinois tag. This is a new person down there because the other one had a Tennessee tag. So, again, we've got, you know, people working in high positions that aren't abiding by the law. And it's down there every day, by the way, so. At least when we go down there on Tuesdays and Fridays. All right. So, I want to bring that up. There's not a whole lot we can do because we don't have the legal department here this evening. But I'm here again is I'm gonna prepare this letter. I'm gonna prepare a letter that I'm sending out to the insurance companies. I'm gonna send it to y'all so that you can look at it, make sure I can get any typos in it, and so we can get some straight answers, because before I put anything on the website, I wanna know what the insurance companies are gonna say. Okay? I don't wanna make assumptions. I want insurance companies' input on this.
Maybe they need to reverse how they're doing this, that you don't get insurance until you pay that tag fee. Instead of you go in and get your tag and verify you have insurance. You know what I mean? Maybe reverse that.
Well, if they're not going and getting their tag, it's not going to make any difference.
Yeah, some of them are insuring the cars out of state. I don't know how they're doing it.
Yeah.
Owning a home.
Doesn't matter. The only exemption you have is if you spend 6 months or more at that residence.
Yeah, like if you're a snowbird.
Yeah. You have to go down there.
Yeah.
Because I have a couple people I know in Oldham County that actually leave here in late October and don't come back till after the first of April.
Yeah.
Okay. to justify it. They're older couple, by the way. Retired and got a lot of money. But the only other ones that can do it is if they're a student, a registered student, and also military. But they got to be stationed at that facility. So
retired
don't count.
We know who I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, we know who we're talking about. I got their license plate number too. Okay, they're new ones. So, because they changed cars. Okay. Anything else you all want to discuss on that subject matter? Okay, we'll move along to the next one. Derby City Protection. Okay. I go out every morning, and now that the school kids are back in school, I've noticed a couple of things. Because I started going back out. I hadn't been out when I was sick, but in the last couple of months, I've been going out, and it's dark on them streets, like Susan has brought up, okay? And we have some real problems with people driving like idiots in Worthington Hills. Even with the speed bumps, I don't know how they do it. But what I'm asking is if we can take, we're doing a patrol from 6 to 9 p.m. once a week, Sunday through Thursday, sometime random. I'd like to either take and get one or two of those patrols changed over to 6 to 9 a.m., okay, to try and resolve this issue with these speeders on the area. Because when I've been out, I can't see these kids, so I'm almost on top of them. I've almost hit one in a, I was coming up Rustburg, and I was turning right. I looked left, and when I looked to turn right, he's right there at the corner. And I did not see him, because I usually look, when I'm coming up that street, anytime I come up a street, I look to the right to see if I see any movement, and then I look to the left, because I know I'm going to be driving into somebody's traffic. So when I turn, I'm like, whoa. I mean, it scared me to death.
Because a lot of them are crossing the street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
A car has to cross the street to get to her mom's
house. So.
I don't have a problem with that. I walk
on the street, we have no sidewalks. So they're walking on the street.
Okay, Commissioner Adams.
When we let go of L4 security, it was discussed and agreed upon that we would bring in Derby City for an extra day. And I saw in the expense report that it looks like he's averaging 9 hours a week. And that's 3 shifts. He should be having 4 shifts. And I think we have enough budget money in there to even have him do 5 shifts. So I think you have the ability to add another shift if you want.
Well, it's not a problem of adding another shift. It's a problem of him finding somebody to do it. Okay.
I don't think it would hurt to take one shift a week, or maybe. Is that what you're asking?
I'm looking for. See, we only do one. We do Friday and Saturday from 10 to 1. Yeah, 10 to 1.
10 at night to 1 in the morning. Okay. That's a needed time.
Okay. Then we do sometime during each week, currently. Either Sunday through Thursday.
It's not always on the same day.
It's not always on the same day. It's random. By whatever the patrol officer decides they want to do. They know what they are. We don't know. Okay. They come out there from 6 to 9 p.m. Okay. And the reason why they're doing that is because at 6 o'clock we still get the people getting off work. Speeding. Okay. Plus it's starting. It's now dark. From 6 to 9, okay? So it makes it nice for them to be out when people are still half awake. Okay. So what I was thinking was either 1 or 2 weeks out of the month, rather than doing the 6 to 9 p.m., they do it 6 to 9 a.m. so that they can stop these speeders. And at the same time, we've got people parking dangerously close. They're blocking intersections so people can't make right turns or left turns.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? So we can't, Dennis and I can't stop and tell anybody what to do, even though we got our placards on the side of our truck and we got a little flashing light. We aren't in the position to take that kind of danger, okay? Because you never know what they're going to pull on you.
Well, I would rather see somebody pulled over and ticketed for speeding around children
right.
than I would about somebody trying to get home before the.
Well, I have a question, and Crystal said that she thinks there's enough to add another shift. I mean, school's going to be out in, what, 4 or 5 months?
Yeah.
Summer, we won't need that.
Right. But we're on a new budget then, okay? And at that time, we move over to July, okay? And then we budget what we need to do. But as it is right now, we never know. The only reason sometimes there's 3 weeks is because there can't get anybody to cover the shift, okay? Because it's a matter of, you know, Tate can't do them all, okay? Some of these, LMPD calls out their officers for certain things. And we never know when they're going to call them out. A lot of times it is Friday and Saturday night, or both, one or the other, okay? So, and it keeps everybody on their toes anyhow because they already know that they're going to be in the neighborhood.
So could we borrow a shift until the end of the school year?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking for. Yeah, I only want to do it during the school year.
Well, he's not adding.
He's asking to move a shift. He's not asking to add a shift. Again, that's what we agreed to back in November when we let L4 security go, and that's why I gave up some of the snow budget to increase public safety. I'm totally for getting Tate to stop speeders around school buses. I think that's a great idea. I think we have the money to do it.
I'm not sure. But the problem is, I'm not sure he can get an extra guy for this shift per month.
I didn't see that we had a fourth shift on that bill.
It's not, again, we have no control on when LMPD calls our people out. He has them scheduled, we have a schedule for 4 times a week. Okay? But that's only if they aren't called out by downtown. We're at their mercy down there. They actually control those people 24 hours a day. If they need extra people downtown, that's where they go. They call on the people that are off to cover whatever they need downtown.
So on that bill, I saw 6 hours, 12 hours, 6 hours, 12 hours, which is an average of 9 hours. So you're saying that there are normally 12-hour shifts, but 2 of the weeks he couldn't get people, so there's only 6 hours.
Well, he either couldn't get two, either they weren't available or they got called out to downtown. You can't, this is the problem you have with Metro and with having the contract. We don't get our tax money. We don't get protection from Louisville at Jefferson County's taxes, and we're subject to the people that we are using being called out or being on duty for LMPD. It's not something that we control.
Well, can it just be an additional add if he can do it?
I don't think we have the money.
So which one is it? Is it both?
Well, we have enough for 4. We don't have enough for 5.
Right, 4.
Right.
I mean, like Crystal said, it looked like 9 hours. So
Well, two of them were 6 hours, and one, the one of the ones that was 6 hours could have been because of a storm.
Yeah.
The other 6 hours could have been because they couldn't get people. But so, I saw 6-12 for December on that bill that we just approved. And that's an average of 9 hours a week,
right,
which is not what we had originally budgeted for and agreed to in November when we let go of our Social Security. We would go back with L4 security, possibly, but L4 security has no ability to write
comments. I'm asking Dennis. He's a safety commissioner.
What's your question? What's your question?
What do you think we should do? What's your suggestion?
All I can say is it's not going to hurt us to talk to Frank and discover what he can do. Hopefully he can add another shift if we need him to. But we're going to be talking to him anyway, and we're trying to discover what he can do for us.
And I think that's a good idea, because we have
We're going to talk to him anyway. There's no agreement with him to discover.
Yeah, that sounds good, because I don't know,
LMPD is really short-handed. Like when that guy was breaking in the house in their neighborhood, it would have took them two hours to get over it. But they called his guy, and he managed to make it over within an hour.
That's
when people look like they're around the business building. It took them 2 hours to get to me.
Well, that's why I'm pushing, to light things up, because, I sometimes go out and watch a child that leaves at certain times as a renter neighbor in my neighborhood coming in, because there's been a couple close calls.
Yeah.
And his family lives in the back of the subdivision, so if something happened, nobody would know. If they were to collide,
Right.
I mean, I don't even know if the person speeding through the neighborhood is aware of a child on the street at that point, so.
And also, Commissioner Beville, at our last meeting, when we had our audit, there was a $26,000 surplus that was put into our bank account to be used in the future. So there is money. There is money to do it.
How many bus stops do we have in the city and in Orleans Hills?
Just about every corner.
I didn't know. I mean, do they pick up on every corner? Yeah.
Just about.
That's a good question. They told me that, yes.
There's one at Dickerson, there's one at Bristol Bay. There's one up by the daycare. There's a couple on Williamburg. Those are the only ones I know about because of my children.
The reason I asked you was over there on Mason, they just come out of those apartments and they all flock to one place.
I don't know. Bay Garden, is there?
There's nothing at Bay Garden or Bay Run. I think up on Williamburg.
It's Bayrun and Ludenburg.
Yeah, and we've got a young gal that has to walk on the street, too.
Yeah.
We don't have sidewalks.
Right. Yeah, so, and then, like you said, all of ours have to go to Murphy.
Yeah.
So, it's walking in the street, crossing the street right there at the corner.
And they do, they sometimes are just... And they're kids.
They don't know the danger.
That right hand turn on the Mason, and these little children were just out there just mingling around.
Luckily, some parents stay. Because I about did that.
Yeah. I would like to commend that bus driver, though. I'll tell you, I love the way he stops. He stops. He puts that front end of that bus across that line, and nobody's going to pass him. I've watched him do that so many times.
I'd estimate there's at least 10 or 12 bus stops.
Okay, I didn't have any idea how many were over there in this presentation.
Well, can we make adjustments to the schedule for the day and night, or the evening and the day? Because Tate schedules months in advance, so we need to.
I'll go ahead and make the motion for him to do 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. I don't know, what do you want for the foreseeable future, for the rest of the school year? What would you like the motion to be?
I was looking for the rest. I was just looking for the school year.
Okay,
that's all I'm looking for.
I'll make the motion for Tate to do 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. on a random week, one shift or two shifts a month. For the rest of the school year, but I would like to look at the budget, you know, numbers next month when we're discussing the budget to see if there is some money to bring him in more. Because I think it's a great idea to have him try to stop speeders too.
We got it. We might as well use it because they can't collect entries and things.
Or before someone gets hit and hurt or anything like that.
Okay, so I've got a motion. Do I hear a second?
A second.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Thank you, Commissioner Maupin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. I added this today because last Thursday evening, my security cam picked up someone in the trash. It picked up the car when it went up the street, and then the car never came back down. It actually parked across from my driveway, and I didn't catch the person whether they went into that trash across the street, but I did catch him when he was over on my left side of my house. And it actually, he has a headlamp on and a flashlight. And this trash can lid was down, so there was nothing that was even on the side or anything, like appliances or anything like this. It appeared this guy was really looking for something. Okay. Now, whether it was identity theft or someone doing investigation, private PI, okay. What I do know is I know one, but I suspect it was the other one across the street also, because the person parked their car in front of their trash cans. Because when this guy puts his trash out, puts it out across from us, and my security cam is able to pick up on where the car was parked.
Was it the trash can or the recycle bin?
It was both of them.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And the bad thing is my camera didn't pick up all that long. It got about 5 or 6 seconds. But you can see where he lifted up the one, went through a little bit, which I'm thinking was the recycling bin. Okay. But then he went over to the other one and was digging a little bit harder in it. Now, I did email the neighbor. I did email the neighbor about it. Okay. Part of the reason why I did that is because I picked up on it, and I didn't know if his cams picked up on it. Okay, but I gave him the time. I also alerted Dennis and Tate about this also, because this was at 9:40 at night. It wasn't late in the night. It was 9:40 at night. So this is another thing we need to be aware of. It might be going on in Worthington Hills. In this particular case, both these houses have people that have been naturalized citizens. Okay? So that was my first suspicion, that that's what was going on. Somebody trying to pick up on something in their trash that they've used for whatever reason.
Think somebody's hiding stuff in their trash can and somebody else coming along picking it up?
No,
they're getting information about them.
I see what
you're
saying. Right, because the foreign nationals have, you know, I see them more susceptible to identity fraud if they've been they've gained their citizenship, okay, and may not be familiar with some of the laws.
I see what you're saying. So they think they're going through, they're looking for mail that's got
yeah,
personal. Right, looking for personal information.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, how many times do you get mail every month that, you know, comes from, like, I get AAA's life insurance all the time, okay? And dang, if they don't have my name on it and my address and my birthday. Yeah, that's all the information on there.
Yeah.
So this is one of the reasons why we need to be making people aware of this is, it, you know, you got to put your trash out, but you got to make sure that there's not personal information in there that you really want somebody to get their fingers on.
Why don't you advise them on the website?
I'm going to.
I'm
going to put the. I've got the video.
Yeah, I mean, since we didn't have such a big response, you know.
And yeah,
there
we'll,
are others that are held nearby. Like last year, there was one held out in J-Town. I took more out there.
Yeah.
So since we
Metro has regular days where they have the shredding. But
I put them on the website. Just a blurb.
That's what I was going to get to. Is I've got the video, and I was going to do again. I'm going to do like a little story, not a story, but of what happened with the video on the front page, and also put it on our neighborhood watch tab. So, but it's going to be on the front page only for a certain period of time before it's just going to be on the neighborhood watch.
Could you make out the make and model of the car? No.
No, it's black and white at night, and it's really hard to really, when they're that far away, because it's 40 feet from my house to the other side of the street. So, but I do know it was a compact type car. I couldn't really tell if it was two or four door because of where it was parked. I could just see the front end of it. But I do know that the next day when I did look out, the trash cans were right where the guy parked at. That's why, I told both the neighbors, by the way, that what had happened. So, and I got permission from the neighbor that I have them searching through the trash that I can put it on the website.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all we need on that.
I have one question for Commissioner Malden on new business. I had a citizen ask me about the run through situation, about if we were going to get a credit for that week if I'm not showing up. Were you able to check in with them? Do they have something in the contract?
No, I didn't. I would not have. Yeah, I didn't ask. It wasn't, but, you know,
I don't really want to push it.
Mayor Stoneman didn't tell me to do it.
I can tell you what I know about it.
Certain they have an inclement weather clause, and it was a state of emergency by our governor.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I don't want to push it too hard because Rumpke's the only one that bid on the garbage contract. So
there's no reason to contact Rumpke and even ask. That's ridiculous. Then, you know what? It snowed and you couldn't get your trucks out. We'd like a credit. Who does that?
Yeah, I would think they would extend the credit if that was their procedure. You know, because I know people that live in Jefferson Town and they didn't get their trash picked up either.
Yeah.
You know, there were other neighborhoods, but I'm almost certain they have an inclement weather clause because it was a state of emergency.
Do you know the person she's been talking to?
No, I don't.
Why don't you give her that name? Then that way you can take care of it.
Yeah, baby. I can. Yes, I mean, and if anything, the person can call Rocky and ask them themselves.
Okay.
You know, and ask maybe a reason why. I mean, like I said, I'm almost certain they have an inclement weather clause, and I would think it would be their, you know, they're one of our biggest bills, one of our biggest accounts, and since we've already had an issue and someone else has reached out to my contact, I don't want to give them the wrong impression about our council.
There you go.
Well, this matter came up before when I was commissioner, and that was back when we had waste management, and they basically said exactly what you're talking about. There is a clause in there. Keep in mind that Runke's contract only requires them to pick up one trash bin, one recycling bin, and yard waste, okay? And I can tell you what, there's a lot more trash out there every week than they're required to pick up. Also, they agreed when this conversation was going on that they would, you put it out there, it's going to get picked up next Friday. And Dennis and I drove around and they were picked up. Everything was picked up that was out there.
Yes.
Anytime we've had people, renters over there, leave appliances or stuff with a dumpster, and we've called the HOA, it's called Runke, they've been
picking it up. And I put large things out. And I would like to add, as far as, you know, moving forward, as far as these kind of, like a neighbor asking or calling, you know, I would encourage them to email the council or the commissioner or whatever, because that would be like me, you know, questioning you about, well, don't you think they could have put like another ton down of the salt? Or go into Mason and said, you know, I think you should have put down another ton of the salt. Talk to neighbors about it, and the neighbors talk to me, and then I come to a meeting on recording and prod you for information. You know, the same with like property management. That would be like me riding through the neighborhood and saying, well, I think he needs to lower that blade about a quarter of an inch. Everyone's going to have an opinion. But that doesn't necessarily make it the truth or make it correct. And it kind of comes off of micromanaging. And if, you know, people, and this person isn't here, if they have an issue with getting a refund. For instance, you know, I overpaid condo fees for years. And I knew I wasn't going to get a refund, and I knew I would be laughed at probably if I asked. And it's kind of the same instance with Runke. You know, and
well, I
and
think
I
what
don't,
the mayor touched on earlier is if a neighbor stops you or you get a phone call and it is not pertaining to you.
Right, which I didn't handle right, because I emailed Commissioner Maupin and Mayor Stoneman and asked that question, and then I was going to refer back what they said. But
see, that's...
I won't do that in the future. I will refer them to call me.
Like I said, everybody has an opinion, and it gets away, it just distracts from the facts and the truth. And, you know, and like I said, when we're on recording, they could potentially give people the wrong impression that one of the commissioners aren't doing their job, or, you know.
That wasn't my point. I had another neighbor
text me about fireworks. Did you call and see if we can get a refund? It's kind of putting me on the spot.
Okay.
And we're on recording.
I apologize.
Yeah, and the thing was, in these conversations, Mayor Stoneman didn't direct me to call LG&E. He didn't see fit that you call them and get us to see if they were going to, you know what I mean? So I think that's where it should come from. If it was, you know, a pressing matter or something like that. But
because then if you give her an answer and she gives the homeowner an answer, then the homeowner's got another question, but she's got to come back to you and ask that question. It's just...
And I had that problem with fireworks going off back in July. You know, my neighbor was texting me, and I was like, "Yeah, there's fireworks." And I'm like, "Yes, property, or I mean, thank you, Commissioner."
Right, and everybody's going to have their feelings about, you know, anything and everything. So that would be like, you know, I say I go to bed at 11 and you
and you've got
say
a lot
you go
on
to
your
bed
plate
at 10
anyway.
And your time's better and my time's too late.
You do. We've all got, I mean, she's got a lot on her plate. She doesn't need to be taking on my problems or your problems or Dennis's problems.
Yeah. Well, I certainly don't want to speak for another commissioner. I don't want to. But at the same time, I'm not going to, you know, I don't go looking for things, like I said, to say, well, I think that blade needs to come down on that mower because I prefer a shorter lawn. Right. Or my neighbor called and says that grass is being cut too high. It's the same thing.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else that you want to talk about new business? If not, are we ready to go to the commissioner's report?
Yes, I'll go first. I'm very short.
Okay, one more thing.
Not as short as mine.
One more thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Commissioner Adams and Commissioner Deville, would you work on... I can do it, okay? But it would be easier just to change your password, okay, to something generic and give it to her, and then you do the same thing on yours. And if that doesn't work, then I'll get it done through the web service to get your email swapped. You
understand
what I'm saying?
Change your passwords on our emails? Okay.
Yeah. Because you may want to use what you're using now in yours. So that's why I say...
I just, my password, everybody, y'all want to know what it is?
No, I don't want to know what it is.
My password is I can't remember.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I can't remember half of it.
Okay, well, all I'm saying is that I can go through VC3 and get them to just neutralize it, okay, and just swap over, okay? Because all the emails have to remain on the system, so... It's just easier because the road commissioner, there's only two people getting direct phone calls, and that's Dennis and me. Okay, everybody else gets an email when you get a voicemail. Okay, so it's all set up that way. So if you want me to go through VC3,
that might be easier for me to, if you don't mind.
I don't mind. I will do it tomorrow. Okay.
And I will be at the meeting, but
I know you will.
As soon as I get home.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I know y'all were envious of me being there.
I wanted to go. I really did.
All right. I will. I will do that. So tomorrow morning, I will be working on that project. Okay. Just had to get that out of the way, too.
Don't call me. I'll be at the academy.
I know you will.
I'll have my phone on mute.
I know. Okay. All right. Commissioner Ford, who wants to go first?
I'll go first. All right. 1-2-23, I drove the city for the streetlight check. 1-5-23, Mayor Stone emailed about a light pole down at Bay Run in Lunenburg, and that LG&E had been notified by himself. 1-16-23 drove this city
street. All right, I want to talk about that street light that was down. Okay, that was at the corner of Bay Run and Lunenburg Drive.
Okay.
I got a call at 4:20 that morning. The lady's son who hit it called, and she wanted to let us know that it was down. So, because it's 4:20 in the morning and I'd go out anyhow, I went out and looked, and sure enough, that it was down. It was pulled from the power line. Okay? So, that's an emergency. No, he fell asleep coming back from work with UPS.
Oh.
That ditch that's in front of Lundberg, he took out that first mailbox. He was in that ditch, and there's a rock wall. He hit that rock wall, bounced up, took the street light out, okay, from what I can see. And it was not, when it went down, it wasn't in the street. Or he picked it up and moved it, which is a no-no because that's graphite. that them poles are, and if it had a short in it, it could easily been electrocuted. Okay, so I went out there and sat there till the LG&E guy got there. But this was an emergency situation, and it was a matter of getting it taken care of. So it wasn't like I was out there. I had to call. It was an emergency, and I didn't think that I needed to call Susan.
Did you put orange tape
around? No. So anyhow, it was a bad situation. And yes, there were kids walking past it when I got there. So I was. That's the reason why I did what I did.
Excuse me. Did you just say there were kids walking at 4:00?
I wasn't out there at 4:00 in the morning. I got out there at 5:45.
Oh, okay.
And there are kids on the street at 5:45.
Yeah, they got kids.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. School buses start running then. Anyhow, that just to clear that up. Okay.
Well, I appreciate you taking care of that.
And this morning when I was out, you might want to check the light at Bay Garden and Bay Run.
I was out last night.
Well, there was one out this morning.
I don't know
if it went out or if my headlights shot it out.
Yeah, sometimes it's a sensor problem.
Okay. But when I went and turned into Bay Garden, it was off. So it may have been that my light hit it and shut it down.
Yeah, because I didn't see any out last night.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to let you know that one, because I run around with my lights on.
Because I'll check it if I go out here in the next.
Yeah, when I'm out, I got my brights on, so it could have easily been.
I don't unfortunately drive through there unless I'm doing my street lights.
Yeah. Okay, who wants to go next?
I will.
Thank you, Commissioner Bill. Nothing.
I have nothing to return.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm supposed to
do. You're welcome.
All right. Property maintenance commissioner didn't have anything because he's only been a property maintenance visitor for a couple weeks. So, okay. Commissioner Adams, looks like you're next.
Yeah, mine's kind of long, so I need to fill you in.
Oh, I can just read it.
Yeah, so you can read it in a minute. This is December 21st through January 17th. I'll participate in radio checks with Commissioner Metcalf and everyone tonight, January 17th. Drove the roads of Worthington Hills to check for cracks and potholes. Filled out my post-general election financial statement and sent it in. Filled out my financial interest statement and emailed it to Mayor Stoneham and Ethics Committee member Katie O'Brien. I had several citizen inquiries this month. Between December 26th and December 27th, I had two citizens email me about the snow situation and the conditions of the roads. I emailed them back and explained that it was too cold for the salt to work well, that the temperatures were warming and the salt would work better and the snow would melt soon. I had one citizen on my street inquire about the Rumpke garbage situation, questioning whether we'd be getting a credit for the week that Rumpke didn't pick up, wondering if Rumpke was during extra staff and it picked up on December 30th. Sent Commissioner Moffitt and Mayor Stone an email regarding these questions. We discussed that earlier. Commissioner Metcalf and one citizen contacted me about the street sign down at Dickerson and Northumberland. Called the citizen back to let her know that we are aware and are handling the removal of the sign. Another concerned citizen called me about the sharp signpost still in the ground on Dickerson. He was concerned that someone might be hurt on it. Called him back and let him know once we removed it. A citizen called about the wrecked car that was parked in East Bay Villas and how her insurance was coming to take the car away and she didn't want it towed. I emailed Mayor Stoneham and asked him to call her, and he did. Regarding the signpost that was damaged on Dickerson, Mayor Stoneham went down and picked up the post and the stop sign attached to the post. But as I said earlier, before Mayor Stoneham picked up the signpost, someone had stole the street sign off of the signpost, so we will have to order new ones. I went on site with Mayor Stoneham at a later date to remove the sharp part of the post sticking out of the ground on Dickerson. Mayor Stoneham was able to remove that part of the post sticking out of the ground. Mayor Stoneham and I worked on contacting Hall Paving and Safety Co. in regards to getting estimates for replacement of street sign, stop sign, and post at Dickerson in Northumberland. Safety Co. provided us with a quote. Hall Paving did not. called Caden from Hall Paving about getting a quote for Dickerson Street side replacement. He said he'd email us a quote, but instead he forwarded our request over to Bobby from Fairgrass, Kentucky. Fairgrass, Kentucky provided an incomplete estimate / quote. He emailed Bobby from Fairgrass, Kentucky on 1/16/23, informing him that our city meeting is 1/17/23, and asking him to provide an update and an itemized quote. Nothing has been received yet. Called MSC to check the status of citizen inquiry regarding 11005 Lunenburg Court from a few months ago. MSC responded that they regraded from 1105 to 1107 Lunenburg Court and knocked down the hump at 1107 Lunenburg Court. Called the citizen back to let her know the outcome of MSC's findings and told her to contact citizens of Worthington Hills if she needs anything else. I also called 811 to have the area at 12128 Bay Run Drive remarked so Maximus Lawn Care can move that speed bump sign back 2 feet. That was in regards to that citizen that wanted to widen this driveway. We had hoped to move the sign by the end of the year, but the weather didn't cooperate. And I also called the Louisville Water Company about 4413 Bay Garden Court to have them inspect the roadway in front of that property. As of today, they have not been out to inspect the area. Ticket number is 230-00897. That's it.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. And the reason why the street signs are gone is when they get hit, they rip them off the pole. Dennis has pictures.
They were sitting on top
of the pole.
Pick them up and left.
So that's the reason why they got away with the signs and weren't attached to the pole. Okay, Commissioner Metcalf, go ahead with public safety and health.
Drove the city on multiple occasions, went to the post office each Friday with Mayor Stolen on 128th Street to the parking permit for 11905 CDAN's court. On 11-3-23, the parking permit for 12-101 Bay Run Drive to the death in the family. On 1-4-23, I sent a sympathy card to the family at 12-101 Bay Run Drive. On 1-4-23, Mayor Stoneham, I put up the second radar speed sign on Lunenburg Drive. On 6-23, Mayor Stoneham and I went to post office, Dan Small's office, and Steve Spider's office. WC Protection ticketed in the truck park on Tazewell at the condos, sent an email to Tate Mason. Individuals are illegally dumping trash in the business building dumpster. On 1-13-23, Mayor Stone went out with the post office and Dan Small's office. On 1-14, received a call about an individual being observed going through trash cans. Possibly identity theft purposes. We'll conduct radio checks tonight, 1-17-23, under the city meeting using the same screen.
Thank you, Mr. Metcalf. I had prepared a report, but I forgot to print it out. So, you won't be hearing my three-page report, okay?
Well, I don't know who said that you don't do anything, but I can tell the difference that there's been times I've had to call and ask Bob questions. He's very knowledgeable about what he's doing, and
well, thank you.
So, and I see you driving through my neighborhood at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I see Dennis go through the neighborhood, you know, at various times. So.
Yeah, I drive in the neighborhood on the way to Burger King, okay? So, again, we have some real problems. One of the reasons why I do drive the neighborhood, because I am going to Burger King, is because Dennis and I now have strobe lights, yellow strobe lights on our vehicles. I picked them up off of Amazon out of my own pocket. But they really get somebody's attention. After we had L4 and they had their strobe light, that their cars weren't fluorescent. You could sit on a corner and you wouldn't see them unless they had the strobe light on. So I thought, you know what? We just need to put strobe lights on our vehicles, and when we're driving around, we turn them on. And it slows the vehicles down. they don't know who's doing
it. For some reason, when you came through one day this week, that little boy, he ran up to the sign and in the bushes, and I was like, did that scare you? Yeah, I don't know why he did that, you know, but he did. He, you know, I didn't know. I found that. If I see him, I'm going to ask him, did it scare him? What did he think? You know, were you... You know, I don't know. If anything, I know that, like, AAA
and there's another, they have those flashing lights.
So, I don't know
where
he, you know, maybe thought it was
the
police. I don't know.
Yeah. When I went to the house on Bayron Drive, because they had a death and they needed parking permits, I pulled up in front of the house, turned the light on because it was dark. And they come running out of the house and thought they'd really get a citation for parking on the
Okay, so there, again, more ways to fool them. Okay. Is there anything else anybody wants to talk before we ask for an adjournment? It's 8:56. It's probably 8:50. 8:51. So.
I'm just glad to be back with you.
Yeah, we're glad to have you back, Linda. All right. Is there anything in the audience that we'd like to bring up? Good. And I'll ask for an adjournment. Do I hear the motion to adjourn?
I wasn't allowed to. I was told that.
You were sitting on the wrong hill.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Y'all have a nice evening.